Hi, I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
I think you pretend that everything's okay, even though a lot of things are bothering you.
I know that deep down inside, you are a closet nice person.
Yay! So we have an update coming from Josh, a live update, since Amy never did a lot of things. Well, and we're going to discuss more.
Okay. It's okay. Amy, I full-fledged believe that it's the thought that counts. I really do think that because I have such good intentions. Okay, maybe not for the podcast. Maybe.
I know, because I've been harassed, ridiculed, crucified many times.
Name one time.
Chili.
Whose fault was that?
You said it's a thought that counts. I thought about it, and then I was...
Oh, well, that's different.
Crucified.
No. That was your fault for repeatedly saying that you will do something and then not do it. And that might be my belief at times whenever it's convenient for me. But whenever there's other people expecting as well. And you know who was the most person who was disappointed at first?
George.
Yes. Yeah. Because George was like, why are there only two chilies in this chili cook-off?
I'm not going to go over this again.
Am I beating you down?
No. It's fine.
I've been... very, what's the word for it?
Energetic.
I was going to say going after people lately. Just because, like, I don't really mean it in a bad way. I think it's kind of funny, but then I don't know if other people think it's funny whenever I'm like, let me tell you every time you've ever made me mad, like I did with Russ Face today.
That's okay.
But that was more of a joke, like, at me instead of at him.
Yes, I
agree. Because we have different lifestyles.
And I like to debate. I really do. I'll just go for the other way. That I don't even believe what I'm saying. I just want to argue sometimes.
You know what you did that made me mad that I haven't called you out for?
Sure. I'm sure you'll tell me.
I wasn't going to until right now. Yesterday, whenever Cammy messed up and I said, look, Cammy makes mistakes. And you were like, oh, yeah. Well, I guess it's good that everybody else does their job perfectly or something like that. And I was like, shh. Whose freaking side are you on? Choose a best friend already, you flip-flopper.
Well, I'm just saying. I go for the argument.
I know. And sometimes it doesn't even matter if the argument is against me. When you should have my back blindly, all the time.
Do you have my back blindly?
Yes.
Really?
When do I not have your back?
I don't like these questions on where I'm supposed to remember things. It's okay. Unfair.
I'm just saying. You're my number one. I should be your number one.
It feels like I'm number one to you.
How do you think Jeremy would think my energy is right now? Good? I got good energy for this one? This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
I'm so fair. This is the dumbest one I've ever done. Okay, set me up again.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's percalicious. The P, P to the E to the R to the K to the A to the licious. I can't even get the beat. It's hot. I'm not talking about just the coffee. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Finish. I'm not talking about the coffee.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh.
This is as good as my my comedy bit.
It's the thought that counts.
You thought about
writing a good intro, and then you just said nah.
I tried to think of something, and nothing came.
It's okay. Let's see how you think about mine.
She's percalicious.
My partner survived National Picnic Day. She celebrated Taylor Swift Day. How will she handle National Honesty Day?
What?
Let's put her to the test with Ask Amy Anything. The girl that gets more fan mail than she gets advice mail has a name, and it is...
Amy Nichols. Is today National Honesty Day?
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah. So everything you say has to be completely honest.
Oh, gosh. Okay. I think
which
I
your honesty
that.
Scares me, because you do like to be argumentative, just to choose a different side.
Yeah, but I don't... I mean, my heart's not in it.
How do my eyelashes look today?
I like your eyelashes. They're unicorn eyelashes.
Mm-hmm.
I think you do you.
I feel fabulous, but I'm also a little bit paranoid just because I can't tell if they're too much, if they're too extra.
You have dragged every single person that you like here. Sorry, if you haven't been dragged by Lacey, you know she doesn't like you.
That's what I tell Cammy all the time.
into the other room to ask privately how they feel about your lashes.
Yeah, because I didn't want Justin to tell me that I look like an idiot in front of everybody. If you need to tell me that I look like an idiot, you can do it off to the side.
Yeah.
And he didn't say that I look like an idiot. And Justin's honest.
He is.
It's not just National Honesty Day. He's honest all the dang time. A little bit too honest. Like, you need to chill out with that. But I don't want you to fear, because it is Ask Amy Anything.
Yes, I can do this.
But
like, you said something like a Kelly comment. I'm not Kelly. I cannot live up to those standards. Ms. Raspberry.
You are my awesome. Kelly Raspberry.
I will try.
So that's why I wanted to test you out. But you're used to getting fan mail. You're not used to getting Ask Amy Anything mail. Well, don't worry, because a lot of people did not write in. have a couple of issues to tackle.
Great.
But back to me. I'd like to bring up something real quick.
Okay.
Happy anniversary to me. Do you know what anniversary I'm celebrating?
It is a day that's in spring. I would assume it's something that I would know about.
Maybe, maybe not. Maybe I should call George and ask George if he knows.
Would George know? Oh, did you start working here?
Yeah.
Really?
8 years ago.
8 years ago.
Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Should I call George? Do you think he'd answer, or you'd get mad?
He might get mad.
Okay. I'm going to text him.
You know George's number?
Yeah. And I only text him over super important stuff, which also this is the reason that I have his number. Happy 3 year anniversary. 3 years ago today, we were in Vegas.
Oh, my goodness. That was a fun trip.
Breaking news. Breaking news. We have somebody on the phone.
Yay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, Josh. It's Lacey G with Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I have this beautiful lady with me. Her name's Amy Nichols. You may know her. You impregnated her twice and then married her.
Wow.
Golly.
And y'all are like madly in love
and
stuff.
You're right at it, don't you?
How are you, Josh?
I'm good.
What's good. Up? I miss you. I feel like it's been a while.
It has been a very long time.
Hmm.
You bailed on us a couple weeks ago.
That's right.
Sure
did.
There was drama on the home front. I couldn't be leaving the house. I'm sorry about that. I felt so bad. But I wanted to see, do you still like to listen to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips?
Yeah. It's pretty good. It's funny.
You gave me an update on where you were at, but I couldn't remember what you said last night. Could you?
Oh, gosh.
Could you?
Go back.
You don't remember?
No.
Aren't we a pair?
I think what I brought up last night was the fact that Lacey brought up that she thought that North was wherever she was looking.
Do you disagree with that statement?
Lacey, come on.
I'm facing a direction right now, Josh. What direction do you believe I am facing?
I don't know. I have to see where you're facing.
North!
North?
North! Yay!
Your eyes would be north, yes.
Yeah, she's not facing north.
I'm facing north, I think.
I'm going to get you a compass.
I don't need a compass. I have one on my phone. And you know what? My phone works. I'm like y'all's phone.
You cannot be buying things. What are you doing telling her you can get her a compass? We're on a budget.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not about to say that word.
I know. I told the family they can't say budget anymore because they're making fun of me.
Aw.
Yeah, we're on a budget. Always on a budget.
You should change it to hashtag dividends. That would work as well. That's just a brighter, fresher way to say it.
Yes.
So has Amy said anything on the podcast that has made you mad?
Not really, no.
Have I said anything on the podcast to make you mad?
No. I'm just now getting into the ones where they're like super long. I like the ones where they were like 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
Oh, no.
But now they're like an hour. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Well, thank you for that support, Josh.
I'm still listening. I just can't fit an episode in, you know, like on the way home from work. So I have to like stop it and then continue on later.
You know, some people once upon a time asked us to make our podcast longer and asked us to do them more times a week. So we're just trying to make everybody happy. We're in high demand, Josh. I'm just
glad y'all aren't calling to embarrass me again.
Hey, at least you comply. My husband does not. He doesn't work well with others. So if I make him do something, then he's just the worst. He's like a little kid. Like, I'll go, but you can't make me be in a good mood. So I quit forcing stuff on him. I learned. I have not sufficiently beat him down enough, Josh. But thank you. Everybody loves hearing from you. We had a couple people reach out on our Instagram and say that they wanted to hear more from both the husbands. And I'm like, did you hear him last time? No, I'm not making him do that anymore. But enjoy your lunch break, Honey Bear. I love you so much.
Love you, girls.
Love you. Bye.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for never giving up on us. And you have a wonderful day.
I will never. Bye.
Bye, Josh. It's always fun to hear from him.
You specifically told Jeremy never to invite you to a sports event ever again because you will act like the devil.
Mm-hmm.
That's a quote. And he does the exact same thing to you and you're mad.
Yeah. Well, and I didn't tell him. I told him that one time specifically, not just any time in general.
Okay.
He was, because I had company come to my house, but we already had plans. And so I had to leave Bonnie and her family at my house to go out to a hockey game. And he was being rude to me before we went to the hockey game.
Mm.
So I told him, you keep it up, boy, and see you don't act a fool out in public. I will embarrass you. I will be such a bitch. But I was not. That it's okay to threaten.
Okay. Oh, man, I'll threaten.
Yeah.
But I don't bluff.
That goes back to the best intentions. I can make a threat. I can intend to do it, just not necessarily. So one thing that we wanted to talk about is what happens to your online identity after you die? Because there's still a lot of stuff going on that you have to worry about, including all this stuff that I didn't think about until I heard this video.
Right.
And sometimes I like to say stuff in my own words. Some stuff I like to read. This, I'm just going to get straight to the source because this chick broke it down and said so many things that I didn't realize. Do you agree?
Yeah, she's just so intelligent.
She's knowledgeable.
Yeah. Good, yes.
And I am not. So here is some chick trying to explain what you need to do for your digital death.
Let's be honest. Death is coming for us all. We spend so much time browsing the internet, scrolling through social media, and looking up recipes that being online has become a very real extension of our lives. And while nobody wants to think about it, our lives are finite. The internet, not so much. So what happens to all of your data, posts, passwords, and embarrassing college photos when you're gone? How do you prepare your digital life for the end of your real life? Well, first and foremost, you can deal with it the same way you would IRL. By designating an executor who is someone you trust to handle your digital remains and do with them what they feel is appropriate. Social media sites like Facebook will allow you to designate a friend to act as your legacy contact, who, in the event of your death, will be allowed to moderate your page and do things like write a pinned post to inform others of any final messages or memorial services. They can also update your profile and cover photo and even request the deletion of your account entirely. However, they cannot actually log into your account or read any of your messages, so those in theory are permanently safe. And while they are able to accept new friend requests on your behalf, they can't add new people themselves or remove any existing friends. You also have the option of requesting that your entire Facebook account be deleted in the event of your death and bypass any potentially embarrassing memories existing on the internet forever. Google has a similar option for your digital life after death called Inactive Account Manager. Should you stop using your Google services for a designated period of time, Google will try to contact you. If they can't, then they give control of your account to whomever you designate. Similar to Facebook, you also have the option of outright deleting your Google account, which includes all of your YouTube activity, search history, Gmail, Google Drive, and any other Google services you may use. You can also specifically designate which of those services are accessible by your designated executor, and they will be able to download a copy of your data for safekeeping. Of course, not every company or website is fully prepared to deal with your death. So for some, a better solution is to use a password and data manager like 1Password, Keeper, Dashlane, or LastPass. While alive, these companies serve as a secure manager for all of your passwords, banking details, credit card numbers, and even secret notes you want to keep, like lists of buried treasure locations. And all of these companies give you the option of designating a person who will be able to access all the information after your death. LastPass, for example, has a time delay on access, so if your designated person tries to get your info, LastPass will try to contact you for a predetermined length of time to give you the chance to reject the request, just in case you're, you know, not dead. And don't forget to include your phone's passwords in any relevant notes if you want your designated person to have access there too. For most of us, our phones contain the majority of our personal data, and companies like Apple have explicitly made it clear that they cannot and will not unlock phones even when the user is deceased. So, while guarding your personal privacy while you're alive is an excellent idea, the internet is forever. It's worth making plans for what'll happen to your digital life after you're gone, be it preserving your posts for all eternity or making sure your social presences, emails, and data just die with you.
She is so smart.
How much of that have you thought about ever?
I really haven't thought about it. I have seen people, friends on Facebook who have passed away, and people are always leaving messages for them. So I have thought of that side of it, you know, hey, I'm thinking of you or whatnot, but never for myself.
Well, I've seen that. I've seen the heavenly messages, but I've also seen people who don't know that they're dead and wish them a happy birthday, which is awkward.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I figured it was a scam, but I tried it anyway, where like you share some post about some airline and you'll get free tickets and tag three people and tell them about it or something. So I tried cheating and I tagged.
Because you don't want to harass people that you know.
Yeah. And I need to know if this is true before I'm just sending it to people, you know. But I tagged somebody who was dead and it like resurrected their Facebook profile and then started sending out spam messages. And my girlfriends didn't know that it was me who tagged them, but was like, why are we getting messages from so-and-so?
They were so concerned. Yeah. It was all your fault.
Yeah. And it was completely my fault. But I mean, you do have a lot to worry about with social media, because just in the 10, 12 years that we've had social media, MySpace included. I think I've been on Facebook for 10, and then I had MySpace briefly before that.
Right.
Times are changing. So I do look at my old memories and delete some stuff that is not as appropriate now.
Yeah.
And social media was new. So, I mean, I wasn't exactly, you know, tip-top shape on social media. I said a lot of stuff. I don't think it was necessarily stuff I shouldn't have said, but just stuff that as an adult, I wouldn't want somebody to look back 10 years ago and see that I said something on Facebook about it.
Yeah, you were a young adult, or maybe not even adult whenever you started. I really don't remember when MySpace came out. I don't remember. I was busy with the toddlers. But yeah, and we feel differently. Now that we've experienced life, maybe I don't feel that way anymore.
Mm-hmm. Your kids, your grandkids could go back and see stuff that you posted, pictures of you at a party, blurry-eyed or something.
Yeah. Wait, what are you trying to say?
that I agree with Maddox that you drink too much. Wait, just kidding. Just kidding.
Oh, because he couldn't find the shot glasses.
I remember. Yeah. Ding, ding, ding. But something that I did never think about is the passwords and the credit cards and how to get into your... Do you have a password on your phone?
I have my fingerprint, and then I have like a design that you have to draw to open it up. And everyone in my family knows it. But like passwords for email or accounts, banks, whatever. I don't have that written down anywhere.
Yeah. See, that's the scary part.
Yeah.
That sure, it'd be easy to delete and get rid of social media. I'm pretty sure Jeremy would know my passwords. I'm pretty sure he knows how to get into my phone. I don't know that I know how to get into his phone. I do have the emergency ID set up so that anybody, in case of an emergency, can look up and see who to call. And I'm so paranoid that I have several people. Because, like, Jeremy and Vanessa are both my emergency contacts, but I travel with them a lot.
Yeah.
So what if I'm with them? So then I also have my mom's old boob cancer doctor, Amanda, and I have my mom. But then my mom can't be driving around all the time. So if it's at night and I'm dead with Jeremy and Vanessa, then I'm going to need Amanda to come get me. So it just really depends. But I have a variety. Don't worry about that. Of people on my emergency contact.
I don't think I have any emergency contact. Is it labeled like ICE before the contact? Is that what you mean?
No. On iPhone, there is...
Don't even bother.
Yeah. There is an emergency ID. Medical ID is what it is. On iPhone, and I have that I'm an organ donor. I have my blood type. I have my weight.
Oh, how fancy.
Yeah, and I have emergency contacts, and I have those four emergency contacts.
I might have that. I just don't know.
So in case of a wreck, I'm in a wreck by myself and nobody knows who to get a hold of, then they can look at my emergency contacts.
Oh, well, that's so smart.
Because I also have, I don't know what it's called. They have these little ID tags at the fire station that's just the first two initials and then the last name. And they put it up. I'm probably going to say this all wrong, but whenever they're on the truck, they put all of their tags up on who's riding.
Yeah.
And you'll know by the different color, like who's in charge and all this different stuff. Well, I have some of those tags of Jeremy's and they're on my keys. But I asked Jeremy one time, I was like, would anybody know that this is, would they make that correlation?
Connection.
Would a police officer see this and know that this is something from the fire station? Because it doesn't say anything about the fire station. Mm-hmm. It just has his initials and then Bishop. So would they know? Would somebody think, oh, she must be somehow connected. Let's try to get in touch with this or see or what? And the answer to that was, I don't know. Why are you asking me? Because he responds to a lot of wrecks, but then it's not up to him to get in contact with people.
Right. He doesn't know what he doesn't know.
Yeah.
I did see your keys on the ground the other day when we went outside to take pictures and you like threw them down on the staircase by a bush or whatever. And I walked up before you and I was like, somebody left their keys and your name is written on it. It says Bishop. And I was like, oh, I didn't make the correlation that it's your keys. Finally.
Also, I have to have my keys on me because of work and on the occasion if I need it for my house. But for the most part, I go in through the garage. So I really don't need. Am I supposed to say that? I don't know. Anyway, very secure. Don't worry about that. But I'm all about that key fob life, so I don't have that. Somebody would have to be going through my purse to find my keys.
Yeah.
Which brings me to a really important question, and I don't know why this is on my mind. I swear I have it written down because I need to know. Does your new car have a key fob?
It does.
Yay! Has it changed your life?
I mean, it's a little bit more convenient because I would have to like, so my garage door doesn't work still. So I used to have to take off the house key and give it to the kids to let them run inside and then open the garage door. But now I just give them the whole set of keys because my car doesn't need the keys.
I was thinking back about our Grateful from A to Z. I think it was our Thanksgiving one where we alphabetically named everything that we were excited about in our lives or thankful for in our lives. And for K, you put kids and I put key fob. And I was like, oh. You like went to this really heartfelt explanation. I don't know why I was thinking about that, but I was like, huh, I wonder if Amy has a key fob now in her new car, just because that's life changing for me. But anyway, back to the social media. I did think about this once upon a time. This was back in 2015, March of 2015. Facebook had just announced that they were rolling out this executor feature where you can assign somebody to take over social media whenever you die. And at the time, I did a bit called Lacey Rants, which you helped me with a lot.
Yes.
And this was an old Lacey rant.
I forgot about these.
Every time you walk by the phone screen room, you always hear Lacey just going off on something. And it's always funny. So we gave Lacey a camera. And mm-hmm. we said, Lacey, when you feel like ranting, just turn this bad boy on and tape it for us. And this is where we get Lacey Rants.
Okay.
Today she wants to rant about Facebook death.
I'm Lacey the Call Screener, and there's this cool new feature on Facebook that allows somebody to take control of your Facebook page after you die. So it made me wonder, who would I want to take control of my Facebook page? I mean, the obvious answer would be my husband, but he's not very funny on social media. I would want somebody who would come on and just have a good time and would update the status and be like, hey, dude, just kidding. I'm totally alive. And people would be all happy and rejoicing and stuff. And then later come back on and say, oh, no, she really is dead. I'm sorry. And then they'd be sad and relive in the moment again, or even something just completely random, like, no surprise here, I'm up in heaven, but what the crap is Michael Jackson doing here? Or hello from hell, I'm down here smoking weed with Robert Kardashian, the original one, the one who got OJ off, and I heard Chick Knight is on his way. So just a little brief aside, do you think that Mr. Kid Craddock wanted Russ Francis to run his Facebook page after he makes you wonder.
That's a slight inside joke.
Okay, that was bad. I don't care what. That was great.
That was great. Just that line.
Oh. That was worth it for our entertainment purposes only.
Oh, Lacey. Oh,
so was my thoughts back in 2015.
That was great. So you didn't really say who you wanted. You just said who you didn't want.
Yeah. So now I've had enough time to think about it. I've decided there's several people. You're in charge of my funeral, so have fun with that.
Right.
You're not in charge of my social media,
okay,
girl.
Good. Well, I'm not that funny, so.
But I have a couple of options. First off, we call him Caption King. He's the Shut Up Podcast fan account on Instagram?
Yes.
Hilarious.
Yeah, he does great work.
I don't know his name. I don't think that he listens, but Caption King, you got me. You got me, fam. He does like all the funny memes, like when you realize, you know, he's so funny. And Nick and Justin are constantly commenting like, why didn't I think of that caption? Like, it's just hilarious. So I think maybe him. He's a contender. Possibly Anna.
She's great.
Anna from Channel Surfing and on Cloud Wine. She's been kicking butt on the Kid Nation socials. Maybe Gary Ball, if I wanted to stay as raunchy in my death as I am in my life, he'd be a good one.
Congratulations, Gary Ball.
Maybe Amanda Lopez, if she's older by then.
Yeah, when are you planning on dying?
I don't know. We'll see. To be determined. Maybe her. I can tell you, definitely not my mom. My mom, none whatsoever. I love her, but sometimes her social media etiquette is not quite on point.
Like when she told me I was evil for not liking red velvet cake.
Yeah, she doesn't realize that she's making a blanketed statement.
My mom would just be way too stressed out. She really should not be in charge of anything.
Shout out for
mine whenever I untimely pass away. Really, it's just inconvenient for... Inconvenient? What kind of word is that? It is the worst. It is the absolute worst if your child dies before you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just, no responsibilities for her. She's
I like the way you
me.
Recovered. Yeah, it's very like, inconvenient.
Inconvenient? Oh, my God. What a weird word to choose.
And my last one, if I want somebody to delete my life off of the internet, that would have to go to my smartest friend. I bequeath to you, yeah, Jonathan Kahn.
Oh.
Because he would know how to do it.
Yeah.
He could figure it out.
Yeah.
I don't understand the internet or Wi-Fi. Like, what exactly is Wi-Fi? Is it just in the air? Like, I don't know. And why is it so inconvenient whenever it goes out? I don't understand those things, but my friend Jonathan probably does. So he can delete me.
I chose as my legacy contact. It's Josh. I know. I don't know. He doesn't even like social media. He wouldn't even know how to do it, but... He would be so happy to delete it because social media is so dumb. just by the end.
So you're just going to leave it to him?
Yeah. I mean, he would be
What about
so
Instagram?
Happy. I mean, he doesn't know how to do it, but he would love to do it. Mm-hmm. He thinks it's such a big waste of time.
It is.
So stupid.
It is.
But I mean, no, it's not dumb and stupid. I like it. I like to stay connected. I laugh.
I'm just nosy. I like to get my info.
Yeah. Or judge.
Yeah, for sure. Because people have been putting way too much stuff on social media. If I have not seen you since high school, I should not know your entire life story. Airing out all your drama and your baby daddy stuff is like, oh, girl. But I refresh and look so I can judge for sure.
But if I had an inactive account, bank accounts or stuff like that, I definitely need to make a folder or check out what this lady's talking about. And I mean, Josh would be totally screwed.
Yeah, I'm that way, but also in real life, like not just online. If something happened, I don't know. Somebody came by one time and wanted to know who my cable provider was. And I was like, get out of here with your nosy questions. Cause I don't know. I don't know. If something happened, I would have to get Jeremy's parents come down here and take care of me temporarily before they let me be free.
Well, I know Josh could figure it out, but I don't know. I just don't think that he would want to. I need to figure out someone else. I wish my sister were more responsible.
Yeah, that's never going to happen. Not in our lifetime anyway. You know something that can help prevent you from dying? So you don't even have to worry about all this mess?
Yeah, but not only just avoiding death, but also looking damn good.
Hell yeah, summer's coming up and it's getting ready to be that time. So avoid dying, maybe, by being healthy.
And looking hot!
We have our first pool party this weekend. And
I know, I'm so excited.
I'm feeling confident because I have been religiously working out with my OpenFit workouts. Amy, what is OpenFit?
It's a brand new, super simple streaming service that allows you to work out from home or even work like us.
Yeah.
In your living room in as little as 10 minutes a day.
I feel like it really has simplified the way that we work out because we are able to watch a video and work out from wherever. And you and I did the Pilates yesterday. I'm still sore, like a good sore, a healthy sore.
I not only can see the results, but I can feel it. Like I'm super, super sore. My legs, like my hips and butt and... I don't know if I should be listing all the places that I hurt, but it's a good hurt because this lady, Andrea Rogers, she's like a friend who is a drill sergeant. So like in a good way, she bosses me around, but tell me what's good for me.
And I almost felt like she was speaking to me at some points because it was like shoulders back, chin down. And I'm like, how did she know?
Yeah.
She's sitting there talking to me right now. But what's so cool about this Open Fit program is you can do it at home, in the privacy of your own home, no equipment required. And there is an actual word. I saw this recently. If you've ever felt intimidated at the gym because other people are watching you, there's a word for that. Gymtimidation.
I love it.
I would think maybe gymidation, if that was it. Whatever. I didn't make up the word. But a lot of people do say, 47% of people say that they're intimidated to go to the gym. And this alleviates that with easy to follow workout programs that you can do at your home.
Yeah, and this extend bar that Andrea does, it's all about lengthening the muscles. And I'm all about that. No wide stuff here.
And it's good, but it's also tough because I'm not a Pilates person. So I feel like I'm doing an entirely different workout than I'm used to ever doing before. You prefer Pilates.
I do.
And you look great doing it too. I felt some gymidation.
No.
Working out next to you because your form is on point. And
no.
I'm just like, I have to tell myself the whole time, just suck in it. You gotta do your navel to your spine. But if Pilates is not your thing, they do have other programs like 600 seconds. What is 600 seconds? That is a 10-minute workout. Don't tell me that you can't commit to 10 minutes of working out a day.
There's also yoga and like this Tough Mudder, which is high cardio.
We have some good news because you don't just have to take our word for it. You can join us for free. And I'm going to tell you how OpenFit has changed the way that we work out, and you can join us on your own fitness journey to a healthier life. Right now, during the OpenFit 30-day challenge, you can get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit, where you can lose up to 15 pounds in 30 days when you text Loose Lips to 303030. You'll get full access to OpenFit, all the workouts and nutrition information totally free, and all that you have to do is text our keyword, Loose Lips, one word, Loose Lips, to 303030. Standard message and data rates may apply. And I can't wait to share my results with everybody.
I know. At the pool party.
Woo woo. All right, Amy, are you ready for it?
Are you ready for it? Dun, dun, dun.
By the way, I showed Heaven the new Taylor Swift video, and she loves it, absolutely loves it, and we listened to it probably 5 times in a row before I was like, let me see my phone. And I changed it to something else. I like it, but I mean, nothing on repeat for that long.
I know you like my daughter, Morgan, and you think
love her
and you think she's cool.
I do.
But I showed her the video and she said, what's up with the rainbows? And then she just went off on this spiel about how just too girly this and that. And I'm like, wow. The polar opposites.
I was very surly whenever I was her age, too. I used to get mad because people would ask me if I was a cheerleader, and I was like, no. And I was like so offended that people thought that I was a cheerleader. Like, why would I be a cheerleader? That's lame. But really, I just had a bad attitude.
Yeah.
Being a cheerleader isn't lame.
No, I think I kind of wish that Morgan had done it.
Yeah.
I mean, I was never a cheerleader, but I don't know. I just think it'd be fun. I mean, there's... Or dance or something. She doesn't want to do anything.
She's a teenager. No, it's okay.
She does band. But I was like, hey, let's take art classes or something. And she's like, I don't want to do anything.
She'll come back around.
I hope so.
She'll come back around. Now it's time for Ask Amy. Ask Amy anything.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, Boss Man George has not texted me back to tell me happy anniversary. Or happy anniversary to both of us. He is here today.
I think I saw him. Yes. Maybe, I don't know if he's still here.
He might be in meetings or he might not have my number. And he's just like, new phone, who dis? So I don't know. But anyway, time for Ask Amy. Ask Amy anything on Honesty Day.
I'm a little nervous.
It's okay. This first one I think is going to be relatively easy for you.
Let's just warm up to it.
Someone said, I have an Ask Amy question. I'm a mom of two. I have a boy and a girl. Girl is older. They're just 19 months apart. Just starting on the path of potty training the three-year-old boy. Been told time and time again that boys are harder. Any tips or suggestions? And also, do you have any funny stories of your experience? And he needs to be potty trained by June.
Oh my gosh.
Boss man George just texted me back.
Does he know who you are?
I hope so. Because he said, no what? Do you have any advice on potty training a boy who needs to be potty trained like by tomorrow?
Gosh, I wonder what the time limit is. Maybe a vacation or something, or maybe summer school. I had a different experience. My kids are 21 months apart, and I also have an older girl. And she was not interested in learning how to potty. And there's two things that you can't teach kids. You can't make them eat, and you can't make them go to the bathroom. So, I mean, I think you're kind of going to have a struggle with this. I think you need to make it fun. So I know that there's the trick where you put Cheerios in the toilet, in the water, and then they, you know, are aiming for it, and they can move it around or whatever. And treats are always something good, praising, you know, or even story time, especially with the number two. You can always take a book with you and just have them chill out. I mean, even if it takes 30 minutes and reading a couple storybooks with them, that's always something that you can do to get them.
I know from my experience in potty training, I got a doggy door. And the puppy would go in and out of the doggy door. And he went on the floor a couple times. And then he learned, I don't know, he figured it out pretty quickly. And that was the end of my potty training. So I hope that helped.
Yeah, I was super lucky. Maddox, my boy, he was ready to do it, and he just was into it and nailed it.
Update from Boss Man George, because now we have a texting conversation.
Oh, good.
Should I keep texting him? Should I just keep on going?
I don't want to.
See how long I can keep the text going?
I think you shouldn't overdo it.
So congrats. I'm good with B-Day, bad on anniversaries. I should remind him that he had my name marked out on my birthday card. Okay, whatever. I'll leave him alone. He probably has important boss man stuff to do. Okay, Amy, are you ready?
Yes, is the second question.
Yes.
Okay. I hope I helped with the other one.
I want to know, am I a crazy person?
Oh my gosh, who is this written from?
This is from me. I want to know if I am a crazy person, because I got in a situation the other day and I didn't know what to do, so I went with what I thought was right, and then I ended up getting confronted about it. So I'm driving home from work, and I'm on the road almost to my house. So I come off the highway. This is the first road I hit, and then I have a couple more streets before I get to my house. Well, there's construction on the right side of the road, which brings it down to just one lane. Mm-hmm. So I'm heading on that one lane that's still open with the construction, and then across the street on the other side of the road, there's a funeral procession coming out.
Right.
So I see the funeral procession coming out, and I was like, do I stop? Do I not stop? Am I supposed to stop? That's the wrong side of the road, but I also don't want to be rude, so I stopped. And so I stopped, and I let this whole funeral procession go by on the other side of the road. Well, then this dude got out of his car and came up to my car and was trying to tell me to move. And I'm on the phone with Jeremy because Jeremy's trying to see if I'm home yet, because I need to let somebody in to come check on my roof. And so I just waved at this guy. I did not flip out on him, which I did roll down the window after I got off the phone. I rolled down the window and I said, you need to show some respect. And then I took off. And then he was behind me for a minute. And I was like, crap, am I going to have to drive around the neighborhood until I leave him?
Oh,
but that didn't happen. He ended up turning the different way. So he didn't come to my house and murder me.
Oh, my God.
Spoiler alert. But am I in the wrong? I'm trying to show some respect, and somebody trying to tell me to move it along. Bitch, I know how to drive.
Right. I do think it's really nice that you wanted to show respect. Not everybody does that. Whenever I see an accident on the road, and I am not like an awesome person. I got this from my mother, but she would always say a little prayer for that person, make sure everything was okay, and God's will be done, and all this. And it's not good. Whatever's happening, if it's a funeral procession, people are mourning. You know, if there's an accident, their day is ruined, whatever. So I think that's really nice. I don't know what the rules are, though.
I know you always stop for school buses and emergency vehicles, whether it's a police car, fire truck, or whatever, ambulance. But I don't know. I know that you, if you are in the funeral procession, you're supposed to turn on your light so people know you're a part of the line. I really don't know what the rules are. I don't know that I would have stopped since they weren't in your, right? They weren't in your, they're opposite of you, right?
It says it is polite to let a grieving family make their way from the funeral home to the burial site. And in some states, it is the law. It doesn't say anything about the opposite side of the road with construction going on.
I think that was really nice. I don't think you're crazy. I think that was really nice. But I do understand being really, really frustrated in construction because, girl, I almost lost it yesterday. I had to get my son to tennis tryouts for next year, and the construction's down to one road, and we're having to merge. And I don't understand why people think that I'm evil and I'm the devil because my lane has now ended and I have to get over. I'm a bad person because I'm in the lane that ends. We are both waiting. Mm-hmm. We are both waiting to get out of this area. Why are you the good person and I'm the bad person? I don't understand. I almost did the same thing. I had Maddox in the back and I was telling him, I was like, I'm going to stop this car. I'm going to get out. I'm going to knock on her window because she would not let me over and just say, congratulations. Good for you.
And how was it?
Like I was doing the champion hands, the fold. I was like, I did not give him I don't do the finger because it's not nice and I have kids in the car. But I was like, thumbs up. Yeah, way to go. And like, champion hands, you're the best. Whatever. Oh my gosh, I was so mad. Just let me over?
I was proud of myself for just waving at the dude. But I think that dude's crazy, not me. I'm polite and I'm thoughtful and I like to show some respect. And don't be going up to somebody's car because you don't know who I am. I could be crazy.
Right.
I could be crazy and have it concealed.
Yes, absolutely.
I was at my wit's end anyway, as it was. That was a bad week and I had a lot of stuff going on. And so, I probably could have killed him and called like insanity or something, whatever. I could blame it on woman problems or something. I probably could have gotten away with it.
I don't know about that.
I don't carry anything, nor am I a violent person like that.
I do have advice. Don't do things with people following you. Yeah, because they're just going to, who knows what's going to happen. Also, in a parking lot, if you screw someone over and take their spot or whatever, now they know where you parked. That's the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah.
They're going to mess with you. Go somewhere else.
Exactly. Good advice. For Ask Amy Anything. I do have one more. And this is a letter from somebody. Because the middle one was me. So I don't want you to think that this one's me. I'm at a new job and I've been vibing with this guy. We all went out one night to let loose after work. I took him home because he was too drunk. I was waiting to make sure he got into his house okay when he turned around and came back to my car and made out with me. The only problem is he has a girlfriend. I don't think that they really like each other. I just think he needed her around after his mom passed away. I'm really not sure why they're still together. We should be together. Now we flirt at work, and anytime he talks to me, I'm pretty sure he's telling me in code that he wants me to have his baby. Should I continue with this torrid love affair and hope our lips meet once again? Or should I put brakes on this budding relationship until he's single?
I wonder what the code is. I want your baby. I want you to have
Well, I mean, just anything. Hey, girl, your hair looks nice. That means you want to have babies with me, huh?
I don't think that's code for any baby business. I think that relationships are already complicated enough. So, Angie should always start on a good note. So if he's a friend, just make it out in the open's like, hey, is this going somewhere? Because if it is, you need to end your first relationship before we start another one. I don't think you're a terrible person for making out. I mean, gosh, things happen and that man is not married. So
is it ever okay to cheat?
I
say yes.
Yeah, I can't do a blanket statement.
See, same. I don't think it's okay to cheat, but I can't say that it's never okay to cheat. Okay. Because I think there could be circumstances involved that we don't know about.
Right.
I'm not cheating. Jeremy's not cheating. We're not cheating in any of our marriages here. Don't get me wrong.
Same.
But I do think that
we don't know, maybe
this guy is stuck with some chick and he needs to end it and just hasn't ended it yet.
I mean, you could definitely encourage him to end it.
And I wouldn't keep, I mean, if I feel like you were saying that you feel a little guilty about that. So I wouldn't keep making those same mistakes if it doesn't make you feel good. So, yeah, I would think, encourage your friend to make a final decision and then see what goes from there.
I say you make a baby with him. I say next time he tells you that your hair's looking right, you'd be like, yeah, boy. And then you make a baby and then you win.
You just don't know everyone's story. So, I mean, I don't know. I cannot make a blanket statement like you are this or that is wrong or whatever.
Because if you make a baby with him, you might just end up with Amy and make two babies with him and then and then win the man and get married and then you just have it all.
I really lucked out. I don't think it works that way for everyone.
But best of luck to you. Please keep us updated on that one. How do you feel after your first Ask Amy Anything segment?
I feel good. I feel like I think I'm warmed up to it. I'm not as nervous. I think this is good. I wasn't going to tell you, but I already did. So now you know. I was going to try. You know I was going to do something, but you didn't know what. I was going to try to get the kids and Josh to have their own Ask Amy Anything, but I didn't get to it. We were very busy last night, and I'm
sorry.
That's
what it was?
Yeah. Sorry. It's a thought that counts.
I don't know if I include that in this one. All right. No, I appreciate it. Thank you for thinking about it. All right. Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Podcasts. And we're streaming on Spotify and a whole lot of other cool podcast places.
Yeah. And it would really make us look good if you could pretty please subscribe, give us a rating, leave a review. We need to up our ratings. Our ratings are looking a little shabby. I'm not going to lie.
Don't say that.
Our ratings could be doing better. Let's say that.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, we got 5 stars. We just
need more.
Yeah. Just need more people saying that we're great. Not just a couple people.
Girl, you're greedy.
Duh. Please be sure to chime in with us on our socials. We'd love to hear from you. We want to be able to interact with you. If you have anything to ask Amy, if you just want to tell me to shut up, if you want to...
Never. Shut up.
Okay, don't tell me to shut up, but whatever. If you want to come up with cool captions for stuff like Caption King has been doing or whatever. Anyway, just hit us up on our socials. We'd love to hear from you at Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, at Loose Lips Hips. Check out what Amy's cooking at Kid Nation Toaster Chronicles. In the meantime, keep your hips loose.
And lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
I'm going to let you in on a deep, dark secret.
You have a drinking problem?
I said secret.